Welcome back to the country. Rowena Duncan standing in for Jamie Mackay. And I don't quite know where we're heading now. I thought we were heading to Taranaki, but in the ad break, the phone did that funny ring. Stop laughing, Smiley Barrett. I thought we were going to be chatting to a Taranaki dairy farmer on the ground there, you know, boots in the soil. But where are you?
Good afternoon, Rowan listeners. Yeah, well, you got one part right. I'm a Taranaki dairy farmer, but yeah, I'm not quite at home. I've got journals on, actually. It's a bit hot to you, so.
Where are you that it's warm? I'm jealous.
Yeah, I managed to get up to Fiji, actually, yes. Get up to Seaver to watch Geordie play, yes. Kind of head to the Wellington last week, but we didn't get there. It was Scotty and Hannah and Dougal and little Polly come home, you see, so it was good to have them home, and yeah, it was good to get away. Been working pretty hard, staff having time off the last few days, and over the last week, actually, yeah, so had the foot flat to the floor, right, just getting everything done so we could get here.
And I guess you're trying to make the most of every opportunity to see Geordie play. Of course, news out this week that he's taking a sabbatical. He's off to Leinster. He's following in your footsteps, Smiley, and going to Ireland.
Yeah, we like to try and get around. It's pretty tough, you know, the boys playing three teams of obviously Bows in Japan, but yeah, we try to get around and see them when we can. And yeah, and Ian news out this week was broken. Yeah, he's heading to Leinster. Yes, I'm sure he'll enjoy that over there, yeah.
Now, you were farming there in 2001. Tell me about that.
Robin was always sort of quite keen to go overseas. Was where we were going to go when we just got married, just seeing lost my brother in a car accident. So we had Shea Milkers on, and yeah, we decided to stay after that, you see. So we headed into before we had children. And Robin, you know, why don't we go after, you know, the NBA rugby career? And well, I want to do things. There's this Burnley boots, you know. I'd had enough of it, you know. And I was 33 then. And because I missed out on Irish hen surgery, you see, both my grandparents were born in New Zealand. The teams over there, then they weren't allowed to import players, you see. So with a lot of All Blacks going overseas as well, you know, and leaving it too late. Had a friend home, John Linsky, actually said, well, shit, there's Michael Murphy's looking for a farm manager over there. You know, consider going over. And I thought, well, he actually rang me, I think it was about the end of November. He said, oh, come on over. The change over there is 1st of January, you see. It's going to cost about $5,000, I think, to go over. And I thought, oh, geez. Bugger it. Just Mike sort of explained how it was, sort of pretty New Zealand-orientated farming, you know. And, yeah, no, we just sort of bugger it, booked it, and away we went, you know. So sort of going through the airport with five children at tow and running around. You've certainly got a few looks. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we just sort of rocked up there and, you know, we had no sort of social media back then. Mike never knew who I looked like. And again, never forget, he said, here comes a family of five children walking through the airport gates. And he said, yep, that's my man. And he walked over and introduced himself. And yeah, the rest is history, really, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, of course, you do kind of stand head and shoulders above most people, Smiley. So I think you would have stood out quite well. And it's interesting that, so that was in 2000, 9 years later, as a result of Michael Murphy. I was also farming in Ireland up there near Galway in a place called Tuam. So funny how things parallel. I didn't go on to sire multiple All Blacks, though. But so the boys have already had some time in Ireland, which is really cool. Do you think you'll be heading over to watch and play over there?
Oh, geez, Joe, I haven't thought that far ahead. Yes, yeah, I'd always like to go to the India tour, which is in November. We'll just wait and see what happens here.
Yeah, absolutely. So back to things at hand on the Taranaki Dairy Farm, where I thought we were going to find you today. How are things going? I know that things are very dry.
Yeah, we were saying that, Ro, last 10 days ago we had 60 sort of mils of rain, and that was a godsend. Yeah, that's sort of got things moving, you know. So it's South Taranaki, the boys down there have sort of battled or something. It's been pretty tough going for them, but other than that, you know, there's no snow on the hill yet, you know. So I think we're going to get a good winter, you know. So this time, the last 2 years, the soil moisture levels have been quite high, you know, and going into winter, it's been a bit tough wintering. But, yeah, all in all, it's... it's been a pretty good year, you know, so yeah.
Smiley, changes last week to the way in which farms can employ overseas labour. This has been a huge part of your operation. You've got a wonderful family who have been with you for so long. They wouldn't have had that opportunity the way the law has now been structured. Are they still on visas or have you got them residency?
They got residency, shivers, just for Christmas last year. It was, yeah, Robin's. I could tell when she was been dealing with immigration when I walk in the room. Yes, her personality was totally different. So, but, you know, it was a hell of a battle, you know, to put it bluntly, yeah, just to keep these guys, you know, we'd become accredited employers, etc. And our staff turnover sort of speaks for itself, really. You know, we haven't had too many families go through the property and, you know, in 20 years. But it's a huge release for them and for us going forward, really.
How important, though, is migrant labour to the New Zealand dairy industry?
I think it's very important. The biggest thing is getting good, reliable staff that want to progress. Don't get me wrong, but they are there, but they're very limited, you know, to what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Smiley, what's on the cards today? Where are you off to now?
We're having a three-hour drive, 100 k's, believe it or not, 3 hours to drive 100 k's up to Suva. So, yeah, we're going to get on the road shortly. A few potholes there, a few Taranaki roads ahead of us by the sound. So, you know, we'll enjoy that, enjoy the scenery. And I think it's a bit of rain due up there, but it's hot. It was got to 38 degrees yesterday, and I was on meltdown here, so I was trying to find a new battery for the ute, But anyway, we got one in the end, but... Yeah, lucky it was a manual because I stalled down there on a hill and we had to crash down to get it going again. But anyway, yeah, a bit of fun.
You're a brave man to admit that on national radio, Smiley. Yeah. Just finally, Hurricanes against Fiji and Drua, 7:05 tonight. It has been a fantastic season for the Hurricanes thus far.
Yeah, it certainly has. And I think you can't sort of single any individual player out, really. I mean, it's great to see that there's so many players that put their hand up and we lost Artie last year, but yeah, there's some boys in that forward pack right across the paddock really have put their hand up and playing well. It's good to see, but saying that, it will be tough up there. As you know, the Crusaders and the Hurricanes fans last year, it is just the heat over here. It's just when that last 20 minutes will get you, the crowd gets you, and you just got to keep your top 2 inches. You've got to think straight and then play the right game plan. Otherwise, yeah, those two will get on top and you come out the wrong end of it. Yeah, but I think the Hurricanes, yeah, will just sneak home today, yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy every moment of it. Thanks so much for speaking to us all the way from Suva.
Thanks, Rob. It's a pleasure. Have a good day.